clinical definition of the oligoarticular PSA phenotype is the involvement of fewer than 5 active joints. However, classification requires the consistent and accurate identification of active joints, which is not straightforward. For example, the method used to count joints varies. Some healthcare professionals may assess 28 or 44 joints, whereas the OMERACT group recommend using a 66 and 68 joint count for swollen and tender joints, respectively. Using a reduced joint count may miss active joints and result in misclassification of the patient. Additionally, technology has become increasingly sensitive. For example, MRI or ultrasound imaging can identify inflamed joints before clinical symptoms emerge, leading to an inflated active joint count in these patients. But many clinics or countries do not have access to this technology for routine clinical assessment. Consistency in our count methodologies and tools is critical if we're to generate meaningful data on patient phenotypes, which can then guide decision-making in the clinic and identify unmet needs within different patient groups. So, what does existing data tell us about the unmet needs of patients based on their phenotypes? The MAP study identified a significant undertreatment of patients with PSA, with 59% receiving no therapy for their condition. For those receiving therapy, over half of those receiving conventional DMARDs found their therapy burdensome. Additionally, moderate to high residual disease activity is present in most patients with PSA despite receiving therapy, highlighting the limited effectiveness of current therapies. Disease burden from the patient perspective can differ markedly from physician-perceived disease severity. For example, physicians may consider oligoarticular PSA to be less severe than polyarticular PSA based on the increased joint involvement in the latter. However, patients with oligoarticular PSA can still present with multi-domain involvement. Interestingly, one study reported a higher prevalence of dactylitis, axial disease and comorbidities in patients with oligoarticular PSA compared with polyarticular PSA, along with a higher impact on quality of life. Therefore, disease burden may be higher than phenotypic classification suggests. The presence of burdensome symptoms, along with undertreatment and treatment dissatisfaction, suggests the oligoarticular PSA phenotype may be associated with a distinct and significant unmet need. We will explore how our knowledge of phenotypes and their differences can help to address patients' unmet needs in Part 3.